Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James chapter 2, verse 14. James now takes us from where we've been talking about faith, and he now begins to get really practical. And he deals with this issue. What does it profit, my brother, if someone says he has faith, but does not have works? Can faith save him? Now, this is a rhetorical question, and in the process of being a rhetorical question, James has already given you the answer. Can that faith save him? The answer is no. And then he's going to go through and he's going to illustrate it. In other words, faith without works is dead. That's what he's saying. And you and I have to pay attention because he's just finished up that section on racism, favoritism, classism, where you look down at somebody else because you are more important, you're more saved, you're more spiritual, whatever your version is. You're just more awful. That's all you are. And James is saying that if there's no work that goes along with the faith, just like Romans 11 taught us, if there's no fruit, there's no root. You can talk about it. It's not once prayed, always saved, folks. You don't just say, hey, you know, great, we thought about a baby, we never had one. But we've got one. It doesn't work like that. That's not the process that functions. The process that functions is the process that you and I know that faith works. Now, this makes perfect sense if you understand what faith is. In Romans chapter 4, we've already been told what faith is. Faith is the process of believing God, remember? And we understand that Abraham believed that God was able to do that which he had promised. And then he said to his postmenopausal wife, as he was an impotent man in his late age, he said, come on, honey, let's go to the tent. They hadn't done that for decades. Faith works. If it doesn't work, it's not faith, it's belief. Now, these are two words that are not clear in the English, but they are very clear in the original. In fact, most of the time, we don't have the word believe that's translated in English believe. We have the word faith. And that's why it's important for you to dig deeper than the surface and to look and find out the word. The word here would be, in this whole idea of faith, is the word pistuo, the Greek word, verb pistuo. James is very clear that the issue is of value. Did you notice in verse 14, in the New King James, it says, what profit, some of you may have, of what advantage or what good is it? It's a value word. There is absolutely no value in religion without relationship. There's no value in talk without walk. Because it's a relationship, you and I have to pay attention to the fact that there are responsibilities. In every position, there's a responsibility. And the greater the position, the greater the responsibility. And so James is very clear in chapter 2, verse 14. Says, he's giving us that rhetorical question. And he says, can a workless faith save you? And his answer is no. And he's going to go on and he's going to explain that as we go deeper into this chapter. James chapter 2. And verse 14.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host, Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.